DEI schemes that Britain's health service promoting anti-whiteness, admits Health Secretary. By Kurt Zindelka on February 7, 2025. British Health Secretary Wes Streeting has admitted that diversity ideology has led to daft measures at the National Health Service, NHS, including the proliferation of anti-whiteness. Speaking before a Macmillan Cancer Support event, Health Secretary Streeting defended the concept of incorporating the diversity agenda into the UK's socialised healthcare system, citing disparities in health outcomes for various groups, but cautioned that well-meaning attempts to correct inequalities could undermine the system itself. The left-wing Labour politician said per The Telegraph, "Sometimes there are some really daft things being done in the name of equality, diversity and inclusion which undermine the cause." For example, there was one member of NHS staff who was merrily tweeting a job ad online and saying part of her practice was anti-whiteness. "And I just thought, what the hell does that say to the bloke up in Wigan who's more likely to die earlier than his more affluent white counterpart down in London? We've got real issues of inequality that affect working class people. The ideological hobby horses need to go. What's been lost, I think, with some well-meaning but misguided approaches to equality, diversity, inclusion, the clue is in the name. It's equality, it should be applicable to everyone." The health secretary was apparently referencing Dr. Florencia Gisbertha, an East London NHS psychologist, who last year posted an advertisement for a trainee position, who she said would integrate anti-whiteness/anti-racist praxis into supervision and approaches to clinical work. The East London NHS Foundation Trust said that the post was shared on Gisbertha's personal social media account and did not represent the views, values or recruitment practices of the trust, and this matter was addressed internally. However, the NHS has long been accused of promoting anti-white racism. In 2021, for example, the infamous Tavistock and Portman National Health Service Foundation Trust, known internationally for having been the home of Britain's leading child transgender clinic, published a seminar entitled "Whiteness, a Problem for Our Time," in which NHS staff expressed sadness over the burden of their whiteness. Last month, it was also reported that emergency room services at NHS trusts across the country have been prioritizing asylum seekers over the native population, with even migrants who had their asylum claims rejected for being spurious being able to skip ahead of the queue in front of British citizens. The socialized healthcare system has also faced criticism for lowering standards, such as critical thinking ability and English language proficiency standards, for foreign nursing applicants, particularly candidates from India and the Philippines, in order to fill shortages. Last week, The Telegraph reported that the NHS had advertised 35 diversity jobs since the Labour Party came into power in July of 2024, with some positions offering salaries of over £80,000, $111,000. Despite criticising the woke excesses of the NHS, in his remarks at the Macmillan Cancer Support event, Health Secretary Streeting said that he could get quite a lot of plaudits for scrapping diversity schemes and likely save loads of money for the chronically cash-strapped health service in the process. However, the leftist politician said that such programs are necessary, citing black nurses being bullied in the workplace and black men being more likely to die of prostate cancer than their white counterparts as evidence of real racial inequalities that still need to be addressed. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X. Follow @KurtZindelka or email to Zindelka@Breitbart.com.